Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Thursday, May 20th. A quick programming note before we get started. Several folks have reached out to me via Twitter and our new Facebook page regarding specific questions on bills we talk about on the show. I'm always happy to help, but want to make sure for those listening that you know we provide comprehensive show notes on our website, which includes links to the bills, links to the author's contact information, and committee contact information. For those that might be listening on a specific podcast platform, feel free to go to the TexasScorecard.com website and under the podcast link, find the episode of the show you're interested in, and you'll see the show notes displayed there. As always, I love being a resource to folks, so feel free to reach out to me if you have a need for any further information. Now let's get on to today's show. Counting today, we're 12 total days away from the end of the 87th legislative session. Between now and then are several upcoming deadlines, which means over the course of the next few days, expect a flurry of bills moving through the process, ultimately culminating in sine die on May 31st. Saturday marks the last day House committees can pass out Senate bills or Senate joint resolutions. Next Tuesday, May 25th, marks the last day that the House can consider Senate bills or Senate joint resolutions on second reading calendars. Next Wednesday, May 26th, marks the last day the Senate can consider any bills or any joint resolutions on second reading on their calendar. Ultimately, after next Wednesday, much of the time is spent adopting conference committee reports and finalizing already passed legislation before the end. The conference committee on Senate Bill 1, or the draft state budget, met yesterday to discuss the reconciled agreements of each article. Reportedly, the conference committee report for the overall state budget will be made available by Friday. The House appointed its five conferees to the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 7, or the Omnibus Election Integrity Bill, authored by State Senator Brian Hughes, a Republican from Mineola. The five House conferees are State Representatives Briscoe Kane, Republican from Deer Park and the House sponsor of the bill, Terry Canales, a Democrat from Edinburgh, Travis Clardy, a Republican from Nacogdoches, Nicole Collier, a Democrat from Fort Worth, and J.C. Jatan, a Republican from Sugarland. They joined the Senate conferees that were appointed on Monday with State Senators Brian Hughes, Republican from Mineola, Don Buckingham, a Republican from Lakeway, Paul Betancourt, a Republican from Houston, Lois Kolkhorst, a Republican from Brenham, and Beverly Powell, a Democrat from Burleson. The deadline for conference committee reports is that of Sunday, May 30th. As a reminder, election integrity is an emergency priority of Governor Abbott and a legislative priority of Lieutenant Governor Patrick, Speaker Phelan, and the Republican Party of Texas. The Texas Heartbeat Act, or Senate Bill 8, was officially signed into law yesterday by Governor Abbott. It'll take effect on September 1st of this year. This is the bill that prohibits abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected, while also giving legal standing to anyone to bring a suit against anyone who conducts or participates in an abortion after the heartbeat is detected. Texas now joins 13 other states who have some variation of a heartbeat restriction. The Anti-Critical Race Theory Bill, or House Bill 3979, was placed on the Senate intent calendar today. It's unclear when specifically it will be brought up for consideration. Notably, the Senate State Affairs Committee revisions to the bill stripped the majority of the amendments that were added onto the bill when it passed the House on May 11th. This bill will be sponsored by State Senator Brandon Creighton, a Republican from Conroe. Assuming the bill passes with these revisions, it'll then go back to the House where they will have to choose to accept the amendments or appoint a conference committee to reconcile the differences. The overall House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They have 47 bills total to consider on their calendar. Some of the more notable ones include sunset bills that continue the functions of the Prescribed Burning Board, the Texas Boll Weevil Eradication Foundation, and the Texas Animal Health Commission. There's also a sunset bill that abolishes the Early Childhood Health and Nutrition Interagency Council. One of the sunset bills revises the sunset review cycle for some of the entities that are subject to review and exempts others from review that were supposed to take place during a declared disaster. Another bill up today is Senate Bill 1365 by State Senator Paul Betancourt, a Republican from Houston. This bill would revise provisions of the public school accountability system and further clarify the authority of the Texas Education Commissioner and trustees in intervening in a failing school system. You may recall that the House version of this bill was brought up in early May by State Representative Harold Dutton, a Democrat from Houston, who also happens to be the House Public Education Committee chairman. This bill died due to a point of order called by a lawmaker from his own party. In retribution, he passed out a bill that had previously failed in his committee, which was a priority of Lieutenant Governor Patrick. Notably, the House sponsor of the bill up today is State Representative Dan Huberty, a Republican from Humble. As brief background, this bill would directly affect Houston Independent School District and specifically some of the recurring failing schools that are in Dutton's district. Senate Bill 1385 by State Senator Brandon Creighton, a Republican from Conroe, would allow student athletes at Texas universities and colleges to get paid for their name, image, and likeness, while also allowing them to obtain professional representation in making related contracts. Notably, under current NCAA regulations, compensation for student athletes is limited to just scholarships for their education, though it does allow for state law to extend that compensation to the effect of Senate Bill 1385. Yet another bill to come out of the many proposed reforms in the wake of the February severe winter weather is Senate Bill 2154, up today. It's authored by State Senator Charles Schwertner, a Republican from Georgetown. This bill would seek to increase the number of appointed members of the Public Utilities Commission from that of 3 to 5, while also changing the eligibility requirements for those whom can be appointed. The House Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee will be hearing Senate Bill 2247 by State Senator Joan Huffman, a Republican from Houston, today. This bill would remove the fee to obtain a license to carry altogether. The overall Senate convenes at 11 a.m. today. They've added several bills on their intent calendar to consider, and these include, again, House Bill 20, as we spoke about yesterday, by State Representative Andrew Murr, a Republican from Junction. This is the omnibus bail reform bill, which is an emergency priority of Governor Abbott's and a legislative priority of Lieutenant Governor Patrick and Speaker Phelan. Another bill we talked about yesterday, still on the intent calendar, is a school finance reform cleanup bill, authored by State Representative Dan Huberty, a Republican from Humble. This bill would adjust the additional reforms to the huge school finance reform bill that passed last legislative session in House Bill 3 in 2019. A new bill added to the intent calendar is House Bill 1616 by State Representative Greg Bonin, a Republican from Friendswood. This bill would create a voluntary and expedited pathway to licensure for qualified physicians who wish to practice in multiple states through the Interstate Medical Licensure Compact. Supporters of this bill believe it would help solve a shortage of physicians in certain areas of the state, while also addressing any would-be future problem of getting rid of barriers to entry for physicians seeking to come to the state during an emergency or disaster. Notably, as we spoke about yesterday, House Bill 1925 by State Representative Giovanni Capriglione, a Republican from Southlake, is still on the Senate intent calendar. This is the statewide ban on public camping. If you recall, this bill passed the House on May 6th by a vote of 88 in favor and 56 against, largely on partisan lines. Another bill we've spoken about multiple times on the show is on the Senate intent calendar now, and House Bill 3046 by State Representative Mays Middleton. This is a bill that would require the Texas Attorney General to issue a monthly report identifying certain rules that are adopted by federal government agencies in response to a presidential executive order that violates rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. And then in turn, it prohibits state agencies and political subdivisions from cooperating with a federal government agency to enforce those federal rules deemed unconstitutional. The Senate Committee on Natural Resources and Economic Development will be hearing House Bill 3257 by State Representative Phil King, a Republican from Weatherford. This bill would create the Texas Holocaust, Genocide, and Anti-Semitism Advisory Commission. They will also be hearing House Bill 3584 by State Representative Andrew Murr, a Republican from Junction. This bill requires that historical markers cannot be moved, removed, or concealed without the explicit permission from the Texas Historical Commission. Doing so will result in fines. This is a Republican Party of Texas priority related to monument protection. The Senate Committee on Jurisprudence will be hearing House Bill 1758 by State Representative Matt Krause, a Republican from Hazlitt. This bill would require that each state or local law enforcement agency that plans to use drones in the field to submit a written drone policy to the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. This policy would have to describe the rules of engagement and detail when the use of force by a drone is authorized. Notably, they'll also be hearing House Bill 1900 by State Representative Craig Goldman, a Republican from Fort Worth. This is the bill that punishes local governments that defund police. It's a priority of an emergency priority of Governor Abbott. They'll also be hearing House Joint Resolution 4 by State Representative Kyle Casale, a Republican from College Station, which is a constitutional amendment related to bail reform. Of course, as we talked about earlier, an emergency priority of Governor Abbott. The Senate Committee on State Affairs will be hearing House Bill 3, or the Texas Pandemic Response Act, by State Representative Dustin Burroughs. They'll also be hearing House Bill 1280 by State Representative Giovanni Capriglione, which is related to the prohibition on abortion. The Senate Finance Committee will be hearing House Bill 2 by State Representative Greg Bonin, Republican from Friendswood and the House Appropriations Committee Chairman. This bill is the supplemental budget bill that makes adjustments to the past budget or last biennium's budget. I know that was a lengthy update, and I expect the next few days to continue to provide for a plethora of information as priorities and bills we've spoken about previously attempt to get through the entirety of the legislative process before those deadlines hit. That's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. As always, make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. Again, if you want to know about the specific bills I talk about on the show, make sure to check out our show notes page, located again on our website. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @AminionEddieK. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all take care.